Quirrell rounded on Harry. "Yes, Potter, come here." He clapped his hands once and the ropes binding Harry fell off. Harry got slowly to his feet. "Come here," Quirrell repeated. "Look in the mirror and tell me what you see." Harry walked towards him. "I must lie," he thought desperately. "I must look and lie about what I see, that's all." Quirrell moved close behind him. Harry breathed in the funny smell that seemed to come from Quirrell's turban. He closed his eyes, stepped in front of the mirror, and opened them again. He saw his reflection, pale and scared-looking at first, but a moment later the reflection smiled at him. It put its hand into its pocket and pulled out a blood-red stone. It winked and put the stone back in its pocket, and as it did so, Harry felt something heavy drop into his real pocket. Somehow, incredibly, he'd gotten the stone. "Well," said Quirrell impatiently, "what do you see?" Harry screwed up his courage. "I see myself shaking hands with Dumbledore," he invented. I've won the House Cup for Gryffindor." Quirrell cursed again. "Get out of the way," he said. As Harry moved aside, he felt the sorcerer's stone against his leg. Dare he make a break for it? But he hadn't walked 5 paces before a high voice spoke, though Quirrell wasn't moving his lips. "He lies! He lies!" "Potter, come back here," Quirrell shouted. "Tell me the truth. What did you just see?" The high voice spoke again. "Let me speak to him face to face." "Master, you are not strong enough." "I have strength enough for this." Harry felt as if Devil's snare was rooting him to the spot. He couldn't move a muscle. Petrified, he watched as Quirrell reached up and began to unwrap his turban. What was going on? The turban fell away. Quirrell's head looked strangely small without it. Then he turned slowly on the spot. Harry would have screamed, but he couldn't make a sound. Where there should have been a back to Quirrell's head, there was a face, the most terrible face Harry had ever seen. It was chalk white with glaring red eyes and slits for nostrils, like a snake.
"Harry Potter,"
it whispered. Harry tried to take a step backward, but his legs wouldn't move.
"See what I have become," the face said. "Mere shadow and vapour. I have form only when I can share another's body, but there have always been those willing to let me into their hearts and minds. Unicorn blood has strengthened me these past weeks. You saw faithful Quirrell drinking it for me in the forest, and once I have the elixir of life, I will be able to create a body of my own. Now, why don't you give me that stone in your pocket?"
So he knew. The feeling suddenly surged back into Harry's legs. He stumbled backward.
"Don't be a fool," snarled the face. "Better save your own life and join me, or you'll meet the same end as your parents. They died begging me for mercy."
"Liar!" Harry shouted suddenly. Quirrell was walking backward at him so that Voldemort could still see him. The evil face was now smiling.
"How touching," it hissed. "I always value bravery. Yes, boy, your parents were brave. I killed your father first, and he put up a courageous fight. But your mother needn't have died. She was trying to protect you. Now, give me the stone, unless you want her to have died in vain."
"Never!"